I have no idea how long I was there. It would just like, I mean, it just kind of gives you chills. You just kind of ask why that happened, why it happened to you, or why it happened that way. That's my boy!
If you help me plant those trees, I'll get you the dirt bike.
From a young age, I always knew that, you know, I had to work for everything that I got. Not many days that go by that, you know, I'm not thinking about him.
How was your week, Rye?
It was good.
Yeah?
It's been good. It's been tough.
Yeah.
But offense has definitely expanded quite a bit. So it's been good though.
Pancakes, banana.
Just do like a couple of real chocolate
chips. Ryan was always very determined. He wanted to play sports like really young. Like he had a little basketball hoop in the living room, and he just wanted to shoot hoops all day long. His dad always taught him to work hard, and you have to work for what you achieve in life.
When I was 13 or 14. I wanted a dirt bike. I was like, Dad, I really want this bike. He's like, all right, well, you got to pay for it. I'm like, I don't have $600. So from there, he's like, all right, well, I got these trees that we have to plant for the DNR. He wasn't just going to give me something and not make me earn it. I signed up for it. I'm like, yep, I'm game. I'm going to come out and we're going to plant these 4,000 trees.
When I first heard the amount of trees he had to plant, I thought, there's no way. He's so young. How could he do that? Well, he did. He was very determined and he did that because he wanted that mini bike.
The number one thing that my dad and I have in common is just determination and just, I guess, will. If we want something, we're going to find a way to get it and find a way to achieve it.
He grew up in the Middleton area, which is just west of Madison. I think every kid's dream was to be a Badger at UW.
After my junior year, then I was really interested in the NFL. On draft day, there's 75 people at my house. I get a call in the fourth round. Everybody's jumping around, cheering inside. Hello? Hey, Ryan, we're really thinking about drafting here, but, you know, we're wondering if we don't, would you want to sign on as a free agent? And my heart just dropped.
It was rough. You know, he wasn't drafted, so started in a very unsure place with the NFL.
My dad was extremely upset. You know, they've already knocked you down so much, you can only go up from here. And it's one of my true loves. I knew I needed to keep going. February 19th, 2015, I decided to have two different bachelor parties. The first one that my dad was at, I think it was gonna be like 9 or 10 guys. We were gonna do ice fishing, snowmobiling. It was so cold that day. It was like one of the worst parts. My dad and Jim, my father-in-law, were pulling out the sled in the storage shed and it had just snowed. I just started ripping donuts with my truck. And then we stopped and rolled down the window and my dad yelled out, "That's my boy!" It wasn't something that I thought I would, you know, remember at the time. And then 6 hours later, it's like, wow. So I went on, hopped on the sled, took off, ended up getting back to the cabin. And then my father-in-law and my stepdad were there. They're like, "Where's your dad?" I'm like, "What do you mean? You guys were following him." I'm like, "That's weird." So I went back down there and like whistled for him, nothing. Turned the corner and I see his sled and the whole top, the windshield, everything's ripped off, but it's still running. And about 15 feet up is, you know, a huge tree. And I go up, I look past it, and my dad's laying there in the snow, face down, rolled him over. And, you know, at that point, I knew he was gone. This is the last photo. There's so many different things running through your mind. How did this happen? Why did this happen? You know, what am I gonna do? How am I gonna get help? You know, I remember Jim coming in. I remember him taking over. I was over sitting against a tree 15 yards away, just lost. Then I finally got back to the cabin and collected myself and started making phone calls.
He just had to tell me that his dad had passed away a couple hours before. It was just so unexpected.
It's crazy the way it happened, you know, absolute freak accident. You just kind of ask why that happened.
I knew how close they were. I knew they had so much in common. I was worried at that time in Ryan's life that he maybe wouldn't have the drive that he had before because he didn't have that direction from his father.
The whole time I'm like, I could blame myself for this, you know. But for him, he would have been ticked at me if I was still thinking about it, if I was still lost in what had happened and, you know, not focused on the future and working hard.
I admire him for just sticking with his dream and just toughing it out. I mean, it's also really cool to see him work his way up.
Buffalo picked me up off the practice squad from Tampa Bay.
Once we got to Buffalo, it was like home immediately.
I just love Buffalo. I love the city. Love the team. Love the culture. It's a huge role to fill. I'm fortunate enough for the opportunity playing center.
I'm not surprised that Ryan has been so successful. Ryan has earned everything he has. He works for it.
Not many days that go by that, you know, I'm not thinking about him, thinking of if I'm making him proud or, you know, if he would have been happy with the choices that I made.
One of the hardest things is that he knew how much his dad wanted to be a grandpa. That definitely comes back now. The baby's due date is June 4th, which is Ryan's dad's birthday.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. We'll see if she actually ends up coming on his birthday, but just the fact that the due date was on his birthday was something special for sure.
I mean, we'll be telling her stories about Grandpa Doug. I mean, he still exists. I think Ryan's gonna be an incredible dad. I mean, I know he is.
The number one thing I hope I pass down to my kids is having a work ethic, just knowing that nothing's given to you in life. That's just one thing that I'm so glad that my parents instilled that in me. And I know he's looking, you know, watching us from up above, and I know he'll guide us and help us be good parents.